Happy to worship this morning. It was wonderful this morning. Hopefully we didn't miss it this morning. I agree with Phil. I think he's here this morning. If I don't do this now, I will forget. So Derek, can you come up here, please? I have his baptismal certificate. Amen. And you get to turn on a light bulb. Amen, church. Don't miss God doing something here, church. Amen. Is he your portion this morning? Is he your salvation? Listen to me, church. God will never fail you. He will never fail you in your life. Ever, ever. Hallelujah, church. That we serve a Savior that will never fail us. He's amazing. He is so amazing. His word is everlasting. It is so wonderful to us. Church, do not miss the fact that He has given us His word. He's written us it on our hearts. Praise the Lord that He's given us His Word. His Word is amazing. It is everlasting. I'm going to do something. It's going to make us feel a little uncomfortable this morning, but it's okay. Does anyone have any verses memorized? Can you stand up and say it? Amen. 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 Amen, church. You know how wonderful, I know it's not easy, church, I know it's not easy. If you don't have any verses memorized, that's okay. But I encourage you to memorize verses, because you never know when you'll be in a moment where you have to tell somebody that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You might not have a Bible in your hands. You might need to know the scripture in your heart. You might need to remember some verses in your life. Maybe somebody needs to know, listen to me, that the God is the God of all comfort. And He comforts us so that we can comfort others. Amen, church. We have to know the scripture this morning. We have to understand how powerful God's word is this morning. Understand it, church. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 4 this morning. Hebrews chapter 4. I hope you're excited to worship. I hope you're here to get closer to God. But I want to read Psalms 19, starting in verse 9. It says, "The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, and much more pure than gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. But by them your servant is warned, and keeping them from his great reward. But you can discern their who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. then I will be blameless, innocent of your great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen, church. Is he your rock? Is he your redeemer? Listen to me. No one can discern your faults and your sins but God. We aren't good at doing it. We're not good at discerning our wrongs in our life, the things we mess up. But listen to me, God is perfect in discerning what is right and what is wrong. He's the author of what is right and what is wrong. Amen, church? Listen to me, we live in a world where believers do not talk about the Word of God enough. We do not talk about God's Word enough. Many Christians do not know their Bible at all. Many Christians do not know what the Word of God says. They've gotten saved and they've never picked up a Bible since. Listen to me, church. You're going to be in a not so great spot if you never pick up your Bibles. If you never read the Word of God. They are not just words on a page. Maybe we only pick it up when we need something. Maybe we only pick it up when we need something. Maybe we only pick it up when we're depressed or discouraged. And listen to me, those are great moments to pick up the Word of God, aren't they? But listen to me, every day is a good day to pick up the Word of God. Every single day. And so let me ask you this question this morning. When is the last time you've let the Word of God impact your life? When's the last time you've just not just read it, but actually applied it to your life? Listen to me, it's not good enough just to come here on Sunday and Wednesday, hear the Word of God, and forget about it. It's not good to go home and not allow the Word of God to change us. Listen to me, the Word of God is so powerful. You're going to hear me say that a lot this morning. Listen to it and apply it to your lives. The Word of God is powerful, and we are blessed to have it in our life. Listen to me, if we didn't have the Bible, the Word of God, in our life, we would be in a very bad spot. It teaches us what is right and wrong. It teaches us everlasting life. It teaches us who the author of life is. Amen, church. And 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Bible is useful for everything in your life. Everything in your life. If you need correcting in your life, look to the Word of God. If you need training in your life, look to the Word of God. If you need teaching in your life, look to the Word of God so that you, as a servant of God, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Not your good work, work God's good work. Amen, church. Psalms 119:105 says, the Word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Listen to me. It's the Word of God that guides us in life. You do not guide you in life because you'll guide yourself in the wrong path, but God will guide you in the right path. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. And Psalms 33:4 says, for the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. Amen, church. The Lord, the word of the Lord is right and it is true. It is nothing but right and true. You need truth in your life. Look to the Word of God. You're living in darkness. Look to the Word of God. It is our lamp. It is our light. It is all right. It is all true. It is God breathed. God breathed. It's not by a bunch of men that wrote some things that sounded really good. It's by your Heavenly Father who wrote this to you. The Word of God. Too many believers are not using the Word of God enough in their life. Maybe you've been guilty of that. Maybe you've been trying to solve everyone's problems without the Word of God. Can I tell you, your advice and your words are powerless. I know that's a hard thing. That's something I have to understand every day. My words are powerless. They will not save anybody's life. They will not change anybody's life. But listen to me, the Word of God that is everlasting, that is fruitful for all things, is able to change people's lives. Amen, church? Amen. Again, here's Hebrews chapter 4. We're going to do this a little bit different this morning. I'm not reading 30 verses like normal. Maybe, we'll see. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account." Listen again, church. "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account." Amen, church. Listen to me. The word of God is alive and it is active. The word of God is not dead. It's not just a book. It is so powerful in all that it does. It's a book that runs after us. It's the word of God. It runs after us. It's alive. It's active. It does something in our life. It doesn't just sit idle. It might sit idle on our shelves, but listen to me. When we allow the word of God to do something, wow, is it active. Wow, is it alive? Rather, it gives us new life. No word in all creation except the word of God can do something that, like, give us new life. New life. It strips our old life away. It gives us new life. And listen to me, we might have forgotten, but it's just as powerful today as it was then. You see, we see throughout the Word of God how powerful God's Word is. Most of us know the story of Jonah. Do we not? What did he do? He preached a very small message that the Word of God, whole nation saved. Whole nation repents. That's how powerful the Word of God is. We see throughout the book of Acts. 2,000, 3,000 people come into the Lord. The Lord Jesus says, "My words will never pass away." You know that means today. His words will never pass away. They haven't passed away. It gives us new life, capable of doing the impossible. Amen, church? Has it done the impossible in your life? The word of God is capable of doing the impossible in your life. Capable of doing the things we are not able to do. So let me ask you, why are we not reading the living and active Word of God? Listen to me, many people are not reading the living, active Word of God because they don't want it to do something in their life. They're afraid it's going to do something in their life. The world doesn't want the living and active. Why? Because it's living. It is much greater than any other word. It has authority beyond authority. It will actually do something. And can I tell you, when the Word of God does something in your life, wow, some changes happen. Listen to me, when the Word of God impacted my life, I left half of my family for years. Why? Because I was living in sin. God pulled me from that life. What has He done in your life, church? How has He impacted you with the Word of God? Why is the world not reading the living and active Word of God? They simply do not want it. Because it will actually do something. I have only seen somebody change deep down in their innermost being by the Word of God. And wow, have I seen people change. Where I've questioned it. God, how could you change a person that from that way? For nothing is impossible with God. Amen, church? Amen. For the word of God is alive and active. Sharper than any double-edged sword, it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Listen to me, the word of God is sharp. It is so sharp, and I love the picture it gives us. It's a gruesome picture, but it even penetrates to soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It is so sharp. It's like those of you that are fishermen, it can flay a fish really easily. It is so sharp. And listen to me, it can hurt. You ever been reading the Word of God and it just pierces your soul? I've been there. And there's been times where it's pierced me so hard I've had to drop on my knees. Wow, I failed. You ever been in that moment, church, where you've been reading the Word of God and you have to say, you can't help it, I failed. But wow, is God always there to restore. Amen, church. It cuts us to our innermost parts. The places, there's great helps, great books in life that can help you, that can motivate you, all those things. I'm not saying any of those are wrong, but listen to me. There's something so special about the Word of God that it can penetrate to your innermost being. There's no book that can touch your spirit. There's no book that really can touch your soul. We have books that touch our mind, amazing. Gives us wisdom, amazing. But the Word of God touches our soul. It touches our spirit. And it has the ability to change every aspect of those. Amen, church. Nothing can stop the power of God's Word. That's what I get out of this. Nothing can stop it. It's so sharp. It can cut through anything. Nothing can stop the power of God's Word. Yeah, you can try, church. You can try to stop it. You can try to stop it. But listen to me. It's too powerful. The Word of God is so powerful. It can leave us speechless. We see throughout the Word of God many times when God speaks, what happens? Fear and trembling. It's so powerful. So powerful, church. And listen to me. The picture I get from the sharper than a double-edged sword is that it will hack. It will cut. All the wrongs in your life. You have sin in your life. Listen to me. When you begin to read the Word of God, it will begin to hack. It will begin to chop. It will begin to cut the filth from our lives. And praise the Lord that His Word is so powerful to cut away our old life, leaving only our redeemed life. Amen, church? The Word of God is so powerful that it leaves my sin behind when I let it, and it only leaves my new life, my redeemed life. And listen to me, why are we not reading the Word of God that is sharper than a double-edged sword that penetrates? Because listen to me, when the Word of God convicts, we often shut it. Listen to me, do not shut the Word of God when it begins to convict. You want change to happen in your life. You want sins to be removed from your life. You want relationships to be restored in your life. You want comfort and peace and the things that God can only give. Do not begin to shut the Word of God when it convicts. Allow it to convict your life. Allow it to cut your life. It's going to hurt for only a moment. Amen, church? It only hurts for only a moment. But while we stand more pure, more sanctified, more like Christ, when we allow the Word of God to impact our life, you will not be a good Christian. You will not look like Christ if you do not read the Word of God. Amen, church? You might think you can, but you can't. You think you can keep doing your Christian life without reading the Word of God. I can promise you, you are not pleasing to God. I've been there. There's been many times the Lord has convicted me. You are not reading my Word. You want to hear from me. You want to hear from me, but I have my Word right here. You haven't even picked it up. Many times we want to hear from God. We want God to change our lives. We want God to do something, but we haven't picked it up. We haven't even attempted to read the Word of God. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. And it judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Amen? Does it not do that? It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. And listen to me, the Word of God judges perfectly. We do not judge perfectly in our life. God's Word judges perfectly. And when we hear the Word of God, listen to me, all our opinions, all our thoughts are cast away. You can't help it. When you hear the word of God, you can't be like, well, God, I think you might be wrong. That's not how it works. It casts our opinions. It casts our thoughts away. We might think something is right, but when the word of God says it's wrong, you can't say, well, God, I think you might be wrong. It will not go over well. I promise you, it will not go over well. They're cast away. And what does it mean to judge? To divide. To separate. To sift out. That's what the word of God, that's what judging means. And that's what the word of God does. It divides our thoughts into our actions, our attitudes, with the Lord's thoughts and actions and attitudes. It's what the word of God does. It divides our thoughts with the Lord's thoughts. And listen to me, none of this feels good. I hope this message is challenging you this morning, but I also hope it's encouraging, because you would not be where you are if it wasn't for the word of God. You would not be saved without the word of God. You wouldn't have blessings in life if it wasn't for the word of God. Listen to me, you ought to think and rejoice in the fact that we have the word of God. There is no worldly judge like God. Listen to me, judges, I hope we have good judges, and I know we have some good judges. But they cannot judge the thoughts in the heart of a man. They can't judge the thoughts in the hearts of a woman. They don't know your innermost thoughts. They don't know what you think at night. But God does. That's the beauty of his judging. That's why he's the righteous judge. That's why no one gets off scot-free. Listen to me. Sometimes judges put people in jail that shouldn't be there. Or vice versa. We're not perfect. We don't know everything. But we serve the God who does. Amen. You can't discern your own sin. You hear me, church? You cannot discern your own sin. Only God can discern it. Because listen to me, I've been in moments of my life where I said, that's not that bad. Have you ever been there, church? I'm not as bad as that guy. What about the murderer? I'm not as bad as him. When we begin to justify our own sin, and we wonder, why am I not closer with God? Did you hear me, church? You keep making excuses for the sins in your life, and you wonder, why am I not so close to God anymore? Maybe it's because you're not letting the word of God change your life. Maybe it's because you're too busy justifying your sin. Listen to me, I know that's a hard thing to hear, but listen to me. If the believers would understand that the moment they begin to get their lives right, how powerful God can actually use you. You want God to use you? Read the Word of God. And listen to me, why are we not reading the Word of God that judges? I don't even think I have to answer that question. Why do we not read the Word of God that judges? We do not like to be judged. Amen? We don't like to be judged in our life. We don't like when so-and-so says this about it, because there's many times when so-and-so says something, hopefully a believer in Christ who loves you, says, I don't think you're doing this right or holding you accountable, is there moments where it's like, oh, I don't like you anymore. Listen to me, the Word of God is so powerful. We're reading a book, sorry for the people that are in the book club, we're reading a book called Messy Grace. And there's a chapter and a moment that's called Ninja Christian. What is this man doing? He's not a believer. He's an atheist. And he hates Christians. He doesn't like them. And he wants to debunk Christians. He wants to find everything wrong about Christians. So he's going to pretend to be a Christian. He went to Bible studies. He went to church. He did the things that you would look on him and be like, yeah, that's a Christian. But he wasn't. And do you, listen to me, he became a believer with the wrong intentions. That's how powerful the Word of God is. You can have the wrong intentions, but if you read the Word of God, oh wow, can it still change you? Sometimes God doesn't care about our intentions as long as we're willing to do it. There's times he does. Don't get me wrong. There's times we can do things that are right with the wrong motive, and God will not bless us for it. It's happened to me many times. Listen to me. The Word of God is so powerful, it doesn't care about what you think. It doesn't care about your opinions. It doesn't care about what things you think that are great and wonderful. It is above all. And when we understand that, church, when we understand that the Word of God is above us, has all authority under heaven and on earth, we might see people's lives change. And listen to me when I tell you, church, it's kind of been like a theme that we've had going on. I don't know if you've noticed. It's not an intentional theme, but really with all the pastors, sharing the gospel's really been kind of a push this year. Sharing the gospel. Why is that so important? Obviously, we should know why sharing the gospel is so important. People need salvation in their life. But if you think you got words powerful enough to save somebody, you're wrong. We got to start sharing the Word of God with people so that the Word of God can impact their life. Maybe you know somebody's hurting. You've just given them a scripture so that they might be encouraged, knowing that I don't have the greatest words to say. I hope every pastor knows, and I know that they do, we cannot preach better than the Word of God. I cannot give you some elegant word to help you through life that is more powerful than the Word of God. I can't do it. There's a reason why I preach the way that I preach. I preach all those verses. To be honest, I feel inadequate. I don't have the special words to say to you, but I know the one who does. Amen? So listen to me. You're afraid to share the gospel? Sometimes all you got to do is say some scripture. Read the Word of God. You have a hard time sharing the gospel? Read the Word of God. Listen to me, there's not a lot of believers doing this today. But the ones that I know that do have the most success. Who put the Word of God first when they share the gospel. Not in the back, but they put it first. They tend to lead people to Christ. Because that's how powerful it is. Let's get to verse 13. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Listen to me. That verse right there can be a comforting thing, but it can also be a terrifying thing. Why would it be so terrifying? It's because when we're sitting in darkness, God sheds light on us. When we're sitting in sin, God sheds light on us. When we think we're hidden, God opens the door. When we think we're okay, God sheds light on us. Listen to me, but why is that such a comforting thing? Because God knows where we're at every moment of our life. This is why you should thank God for that He knows all things, that He knows where you are. Because listen to me, that means He knows when you're hurting. That means He understands when you're hurting. He knows when you're happy. He knows when you're sad. He knows all things. But listen to me, nothing is hidden from Him, and there will be a day where we must give an account. And listen to me, you will not have a good report if you haven't been applying the Word of God to your life. James says, merely do not be hearers of the Word, but be doers. Right? Correct, church? Amen. We can hear the Word of God all day long. We can listen to a lot of messages. But if we are not doers of the Word, then we are not applying the Word to our life. And you will not get very far in your life. So why are we talking about this morning? Because listen to me closely, church. If you want to draw to God, a good place to start is the Word of God. You want to get closer to God, there is no better place than the Word of God. You want a good relationship with God? There is no better place than the Word of God. And listen to me, if you need peace and comfort in your life, there is no better place than the Word of God. Amen, church? And listen to me. You want freedom from sin and bondage? There's no better place than the Word of God. Amen, church? Think about that. Your Savior is written throughout the pages of the Word of God. The one who saved your life. What does it say in John 1? The Word. Jesus is the Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Christ. That's the Savior of the world. Listen to me, you can rest assured that you'll find everlasting truth in the Word of God in your life. Why? Because the one who authored it is the one who saved your life. Amen, church. You want freedom from sin and bondage in your life. You want it? You want it? You'll find it in the Word of God. You will not find it at the bottom of a bottle. You will not find it at the end of a joint. You will not find it in your earthly relationships. You'll only find it in the Word of God. You want peace and comfort? I hope you have friends and family that will give you peace and comfort. But you will not find everlasting peace and comfort except in the Word of God. And you will not get closer with God in your life if you do not read His Word. If you do not pray to Him, and don't just pray to the Father. Read the words He's given us every single day. We have it at our fingertips. And listen to me, if you want to share the gospel in your life, write this down, please. Write this down. I want you to share the gospel more and more in your life. Many of us know these verses. Many of us, maybe you got it written down in your Bibles, and praise the Lord that you do. But Romans 3:23 says, listen to it closely. Maybe you're here today and you need to understand these verses. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and we are all justified freely by His grace. Amen, church? Amen. And Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen, church? Amen. Write them down, church. Write them down so you can share the gospel. And I love this passage. Many of us know this. Many of us know this. Romans 10, verse 9. Listen to it closely. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen, church. That is all found in the Word of God. That is all found in the living and active Word of God. The God's Word that is sharper than a double-edged sword that penetrates to our innermost being, that judges our thoughts and our attitudes. That redemption right there is found in the Word of God. People didn't make it up. Think about it for a moment. The disciples died for this message. They died for the Word of God. Did they not? They walked on earth with our Savior. He dies. They think it's all over. Jesus is raised from the dead. They see Him. And at that moment, wow. Are they not changed? The disciples that ran forever, now apostles, soldiers for the Lord Jesus Christ, die for what they saw. Church, that's important to understand. They died for the Word of God, what was told to them by their Lord Jesus Christ. That's important to understand, church. And listen to me, we have a great responsibility to share that same message. Despite persecution, despite the laughter, despite all of it, you have an obligation. That's a hard word sometimes. You have an obligation as a believer in Christ to share the message of Christ. And if you're not doing that, listen to me closely, you might not be in a great spot. I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy to share the gospel. I'm not saying you have to go out in the street corner and yell it from a megaphone. I'm not saying you have to do any of that. All I'm saying is, do your friends know Jesus? All I'm saying is, do your brother and sister, your mom and dad, do they know Jesus? It might be good to start with them in sharing the gospel. It might be good to start with them. Listen to me. The Word of God is the most powerful weapon we have. We see that in Ephesians chapter 6. What is our weapon? It's the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. It's the Word of God. That's such an amazing thing. But listen to me, I think through this whole passage, this in verse 12, Charles Spurgeon sums it up like this, listening to it closely. Why the book has wrestled with me, the book has smitten me. The book has comforted me, the book has smiled on me, the book has frowned on me, the book has clasped my hand, the book has warmed my heart, the book weeps with me and sings with me, it whispers to me and it preaches to me, it maps my way and holds my goings. It's a young man's best companion and is still my morning and evening. Amen, church? Listen to me, the book does a lot of things. The Word of God does a lot of things in our life. Allow it to change your life. Allow it to do a good work in your life. And listen to me, we are soldiers for the Lord. We are soldiers, we're warriors. That's the picture we got. We sang two songs up there that talked about war. It talked about victory. It talked about how the Lord is my strength. His love defends me. Listen to me, there's a lot of imagery that we are soldiers for the Lord. Listen to me, there's verses that talk about how we're soldiers and we should suffer with Christ. Those are hard verses. But listen to me, the most important part is knowing you're a soldier for Christ. Listen to me, a soldier doesn't get very far without his weapon. You hear me, church? A soldier doesn't get very far without his weapon. Hopefully you got the armor of God in your life. Hopefully you got it all on. But listen to me, you can have all that on, but if you ain't taking your weapon with you, you left it at home, you left it on the shelf, you're not going to be so good at the offensive side of battle. Sometimes I think we just feel like we got the armor of God, so we just sit there and just take arrows over and over again. You know God wants you to fight your battles, but He promises you that He'll fight them with you. I feel like we just think believers today or Christians today just supposed to sit here and take the hit after the hit after the hit. Listen to me, you have the greatest weapon ever anybody has ever had. It's the sharpest sword anyone has ever had. It's the greatest weapon anyone has ever had. It's the Word of God. Start using it, church. Amen. Start using it in your life. Listen to me, I hope you can go to each other. That's what we're supposed to do. Cast our burdens on one another. Share our burdens with one another. But I'll ask you, if you're sharing your burdens without going to the Word of God, you're probably going to keep them. You might keep them. Let me ask you the question, church. Listen to it closely. Are you a good soldier? Are you a good soldier for the Lord? Have you forgotten your weapon too many times? Maybe you've forgotten other pieces of your armor. Are you a good soldier? But I'll say it, church. Don't ask yourself. Do not ask yourself if you're a good soldier. Ask the Lord if you're a good soldier. And you might be surprised what He'll say. There's many times where I've asked God, God, am I doing what you want? And listen to me, the answer to that question is not always yes. And many times it is, no, you need to work on this. You've got this in your life you need to take care of. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. He's given us His love right here. On the pages of this book, you need love in your life, comfort, peace, all those types of things. Read the Word of God. You need freedom in your life. Read the Word of God. You need a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You'll find them in the Word of God. Amen, church? Amen. Let's stand. Well, I hope you've been encouraged this morning. I hope you've been challenged this morning. I have no idea what the Lord's doing this morning. I just know He's here. It could be something I didn't even say this morning. But you got to take care of it. Maybe you need to ask God for peace and comfort in your life. Maybe you need to ask God to help you with sin in your life. It is true, He does stick closer than a brother. Thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. You need the Lord this morning? You can come here today. For today is the day of salvation. Do not wait tomorrow to share in the best thing this world has ever known.